It's once again a privilege to be here today and to be part of the baptismal service.
今天又是我很荣幸的能够在这里能够参与这个洗礼。
I will never get tired of the baptismal service, and no matter how cold it is outside, when I go outside to my office to get changed, it's wonderful to hear the congregation singing, Oh Happy Day. It's wonderful.
不管外面有多冷，不管我出去换衣服的路上有多冷，我都还是非常喜欢要参加洗礼的聚会。然后当我听到会众在唱《快乐日》的时候，我觉得真是非常的喜乐。
It's tough getting changed so quickly, and coming back, and I broke a sweat, so I need to wipe off here.
所以要在这么短时间内换衣服是很难，所以我要赶快换，所以我现在要流擦擦汗。
I want to thank Xian for translating this morning in advance. It wasn't that long ago when we were living in New England, and my wife and I had to go to a function at the public school system.
就是不太久以前我们都住在新英格兰地区，然后当时我和我的太太就要到那个公立学校那边去办事。
And so we got in the front door and we were waiting for the auditorium to open up so we could go in and see. I think our daughter was in either some play or playing basketball or something.
所以我们当时我们就等在礼堂的前面，然后等着那个门打开，我们才可以进去。然后我们的女儿当时在外面玩，可能在打篮球之类的。
And what we saw at the end of the hallway was an exit door.
我们看到就走廊的尽头有一个出口。
But the school system had locked all the doors except for the front door.
但他们那个学校只有那个前正门是打开的，其他门都锁上了。
And we saw some parents frantically coming up to the door, trying to get in on time, and they couldn't open the door.
我们就看到有好多的家长都很着急想要进来，但是他们打不开门。
And they were pulling on it and pulling on it.
然后他们就不停的要开那个门。
And they were trying to get our attention.
他想要叫我们注意他，然后帮他们开门。
And so they got our attention, and we went down, and Ingrid and I both opened both doors so that they could come in.
所以我们就注意到他们，然后我跟我的太太就跑去帮他们从里面把门打开。
And I remember that day because I remember that they never even looked us in the eye or said thank you. They just walked right past us and were going to where they were headed.
对，我之所以记得那一天，是因为那时候他们连正眼都没有看我们，他们就忽略我，好像无视我们，然后就进来了。
I was amazed.That people, and especially older people, parents, could be so inconsiderate and not say thank you at least.
所以我就觉得很奇怪，这些人他们年纪已经不小了，已经做人父母了，但是他们还是不会考虑到别人，然后也不会说谢谢。
And I think to myself, if the parents are that way, what will happen to the children?
所以我就想，如果做父母的是这样，那么他们的孩子会怎么样呢？
And I'm reminded of this verse.
所以我就想起了有一节经文。
It is in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在提摩太后书的第三章。
And it is verse 2.
第三章的第二节。
And Paul is speaking about the times that are to come.
保罗讲到末世的事情。
And I'll start with verse 1, and let me just read these first two verses.
来念第三章前两节。
Paul says, But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, and unholy.
保罗在这里说，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，而且忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
It's unfortunate, but this is something that we probably have to look forward to.
这件事情是挺遗憾的，但是我们到末世时候就是会经历这样的事。
We're told in the scriptures that in the last days, people upon other things will be ungrateful, unthankful.
所以圣经告诉我们，到了末世的时候，人都会忘恩负义。
In the verses that we read this morning,
在我们早晨刚刚读的这两节经文里。
We see that Paul is encouraging the Christians to give thanks.
我们看到保罗在这几节经文中间就鼓励基督徒要感恩。
You know, and I would have been very happy if Paul would have just said, "Be thankful and moved on."
如果保罗只是说你要感恩，然后这样我觉得也就不错了。
But he didn't.
但他没有就此停下来。
He also tells us how we are to be thankful.
他还接着告诉我们应该要如何感恩。
Paul says this. He says. Give thanks always to for everything and in all circumstances.
保罗说我们要常常感恩，凡事谢恩，而且在一切的光景当中都要感恩。
Well, it's been my experience that it's much easier to be thankful when there are good circumstances.
就我自己来讲，我觉得环境好的时候要感恩容易得多。
But Paul knows that he can do all things through Christ.
但保罗知道他靠着基督什么都能做。
Listen to Paul's words from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13.
我们来看看保罗在腓立比书四章十一到十三节说了什么。
He says this, Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
保罗说我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
I know how to be brought low.
我知道怎样处卑贱。
And I know how to abound.
也知道怎样处丰富。
In any and every circumstance.
随时随在。
I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger.
或饱足或饥饿。
Abundance and need.
或有余或缺乏。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
随时随在我都得了秘诀，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Now, although he doesn't use the word thankful, there is a similar lesson here.
虽然保罗没有在这段话里用到感恩这个词，但他其实要教导我们的就是感恩。
And it is this.
所以这我们要学的功课是这样的。
To be thankful in all circumstances.
如果我们想要在任何光景当中都可以感恩。
We need a proper perspective for our circumstances and our God.
我们就需要能够正确地看待我们的环境，也要正确地看待神。
Only then will we be able to give thanks to the Lord always.
唯有这样，我们才有可能常常地感谢主。
This Thursday is Thanksgiving.
这个礼拜四就是感恩节了。
It's one day in which we like...those early pilgrims set aside time in our busy schedules to give thanks to God.
到那时候我们就会跟早期的清教徒一样，从繁忙的事物当中抽出时间来向神献上感恩。
Now there isn't anything wrong with that, but the Word of God tells us that this should be done continually.
这样做没有错，但神的话告诉我们说我们要不断的感恩。
It should be done daily.
而且我们每天都要感恩。
And it should be done with an attitude of thanksgiving.
而且感恩应该是一种态度。
Let's learn together about why it is good for us to give thanks from these verses we've read this morning.
所以现在我们就从我们刚刚读到的经文当中来学习为什么感恩与我们有益。
The first thing that we learn is that giving thanks is good for us.
我们要学的第一件事就是感恩对我们有益处。
Many of the Psalms in the book of Psalms start out with giving thanks to God because He is worthy of it.
我们有好多诗篇，一开篇就是对神的感恩，然后诗人们向神感恩是因为神配得。
Let me just read a few of them for us this morning.
来举一些例子。
The first one is in Psalm 106, verse 1.
第一个例子是诗篇106篇的第一节。
It says, the psalmist writes,Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
诗篇106篇第一节说，你们要赞美耶和华，要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12.
诗篇30篇11到12节。
Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosened my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever.
诗篇三十篇十一到十二节说，你已将我的悲哀哭变为跳舞，将我的麻衣脱去，给我披上喜乐，好叫我的灵歌颂你，并不住声。耶和华我的神啊，我要称谢你直到永远。
Psalm 92 verse 1 says this.
诗篇九十二篇的第一节是这么说的。
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name.
诗篇九十二篇第一节说，称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名。
You know, I think that God appreciates our thanksgiving.
我想神喜悦我们感恩。
I think it lifts him up and it glorifies him.
我们在感恩的时候就高举神，叫神得着荣耀。
And thanksgiving endears him to us.
感恩的时候我们也就更爱神。
It draws us closer.
让我们可以跟神更亲近。
If we're not grateful, if we don't express our thanksgiving, then it can also have an opposite effect.
如果我们没有感激的心，也不表达我们的感恩，那我们就可能会招致相反的后果。
In Romans chapter 1, verse 21, Paul says this.
保罗在罗马书一章十二节说，二十一节说。
For although they knew God,
因为他们虽然知道神，
they neither glorified him as God,
却不当作神荣耀他，
nor gave thanks to him,
也不感谢他。
But their thinking became futile,
他们的思念变为虚妄,
and their foolish hearts were darkened.
无知的心就昏暗了。
This passage seems to imply that people who are ungrateful to God will soon fall away.
这段经文大概是告诉我们说，不感谢神的人，他们很快就会远离神，而且他们的心也会越来越硬。
Their hearts will become hardened.
所以他们的心就会越久越刚硬。
Look with me, or think back with me to Luke chapter 17.
我们来想想路加福音的十七章。
We read about 10 men that were healed by Jesus.
那讲到耶稣医治了十个长大麻风的人。
And out of those 10, only one came back to give thanks and said thank you to Jesus.
但是这十个人里面只有一个人回去感谢耶稣。
And then Jesus said, "Where are the other nine?"
耶稣说，那九个人在哪里呢？
And he was the only one that was willing to come back and say thank you.
在这十个人里面，只有一个得医治的人愿意花时间回去说谢谢。
Because he came back, Jesus said this to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
因为他回去了，所以耶稣对他说：“起来走吧，你的信救了你了。”
Now, have you ever wondered why Jesus said that?
我们有没有想过为什么耶稣要这么说呢？
I mean, the others, this man, like the others, had already been healed from his leprosy.
其实这个人跟其他九个人一样，他们的大麻风都已经得了医治。
But when Jesus said to this one man, "Your faith has made you well."He wasn't just talking about physical health.
但耶稣对那个人说，你的信救了你，不只是说他身体得了医治。
He was talking about the man's spiritual health, and as well as his mental health.
还指这个人的他的灵里，他的心灵里面都得了医治。
See, Jesus had made him whole. He had made him complete.
耶稣使他得以完全。
So that kind of brings us to the question.How do we say thank you to Jesus?
所以就带我们回到这样一个问题，我们要怎样向耶稣感恩呢？
Well, one thing I could say is that when we forgive others, we're saying thank you to Jesus.
比如说，当我们饶恕他人的时候，我们其实就是在对耶稣说谢谢。
When we tell others his plan of salvation, we're saying thank you to Jesus.
如果我们跟别人传讲耶稣他的救恩计划，我们就是在感谢他。
When we reach out to people that are hurting, we say thank you to Jesus.
如果我们去关怀那些受伤害的人，我们就是在跟神感恩。
when we praise him enthusiastically from the heart, we're saying thank you to Jesus.
我们发自内心热切地颂赞神，这时候我们就是在向神感恩。
But there is another reason to give thanks, not just that it's good for us.
但是除了说感恩对我们有益之外，还有其他的原因让我们需要感恩。
But we also have many reasons to give thanks.
我们有很多事情都需要感恩。
Sometimes we get stuck in a rut, and we only thank God for certain things.
有的时候我们只能想到为某些事情感恩。
Things like, good food.
比如说我们吃到美食的时候。
Like we had this morning.
好像今天早晨那么好的食物。
And we'll have for lunch.
然后我们的午餐应该也很好。
Or sometimes we just thank God that we have a job.
有时候我们找到了工作，然后我们就感谢神。
And good health.
或者我们有健康，我们也感谢神。
And all of these things are good things to be thankful for.
这些事情当然我们都需要感恩。
But I think our perspective needs to be broader.
但是我觉得我们的眼光不能只局限在这些事上。
We ought to thank him for the basics of life.
我们要为我们生活当中的日用常行来感谢神。
Oh, it was a few months ago we were having a prayer meeting here at our church.
就几个月以前我们有教会祷告会。
And there weren't that many people there.
所以祷告会的人数好像比平常少。
And it turned out that a number of them were on vacation.
原来是有些弟兄姐妹出去休假了。
So Elder KC mentioned, you know, we were kind of thinking, oh, there aren't many people here, maybe feeling a little disappointed.But Elder KC pointed out, you know, we ought to be thankful that these people, our brothers and sisters, can actually go on vacation.
我们的时候觉得就想人很少，好像有点难过。但是梁长老就提醒我们说，我们还是应该感谢神，因为我们弟兄姐妹有机会可以出去休假。
And he, you know, he pointed out that, you know, they have jobs where they're allowed to go and have vacation, and they have enough money.So that they can go out, and I think they were having a retreat together. It was a blessing.
所以梁长老说，你看这些弟兄姐妹，他们有工作，而且还可以休假，而且有钱出去，并且他们出去是有一个退休会。这些都是神的祝福。
Sometimes we just don't even realize, the blessings that we have.
有的时候我们得到的祝福太多，反而不觉得。
Do you realize that 2/3 of the world?Goes to bed hungry every night.
我们晓得世界上三分之二的人每天都在挨饿吗
？Do you know that because of the storm that hit the East Coast, how many people were going to bed cold every night?
我们晓得之前那个东海岸的飓风导致让多少人每天晚上睡觉的时候都没有暖气。
I know you probably have relatives like I have relatives in New Jersey.
像我们可能都有亲戚在那边，比如说我就有亲戚在新泽西。
My mother-in-law was with, without electricity for 11 days.
我的岳母他们家断电了十一天。
What a blessing it is when you see the lights go back on.
当你看到那个电又来，灯亮起来的时候，这是怎样的祝福呢
？I can remember when we were on the missions trip to China.
我还记得我们去中国短宣的时候。
The water wasn't always hot.
对，那个中国不一定随时都有热水。
I had to take some cold showers.
有时候我得洗冷水澡。
And when I got home,
我回到家以后
，I was thankful that I could turn on some warm water.
回到家以后可以洗热水澡，就非常的感恩。
Count your blessings.
所以要数算神的恩典。
Name them one by one.
样样都要数。
Count your blessings. See what God has done.
所以主的恩典、主的作为，我们都要数算。
This was the hymn written by Johnson Oatman Jr.
这是一首诗歌的歌词，诗歌叫《数算主恩》，作者是欧德曼。
But the second verse reads like this.
那他第二节是这样说的
are you ever burdened with a load of care?
有时挂念世事，如同挑重担。
Does the cross seem heavy?You are called to bear.
有时背着十架，觉得苦难堪。
Count your many blessings; every doubt will fly.
若数主的恩典，疑惑即消除。
And you will be singing as the days go by.
必能叫你快乐，历史赞美主。
You see, he's pointing out that it's also good to be thankful for some of the burdens of life.
所以这诗歌的作者就提醒我们，有时候我们也应该为生活的重担感恩。
And as I mentioned earlier, this is tough to do.
我先前讲过，就是要为重担感恩是很难的。
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节说，要凡事感恩，凡事谢恩。
In Ephesians 5:20, Paul wrote, always give thanks.
保罗在以弗所书五章二十节说，要常常感谢父神。
You know, maybe you think like I do, and you say, surely Paul made a mistake here.
你可能跟我想的一样，说啊，保罗大概是搞错了。
Or maybe you might even think, oh, that was probably easy for Paul to say.
甚至会想保罗这句话说起来容易。
But this isn't true.
但那样想就错了。
Paul suffered through some very difficult problems, and he called one a thorn in the flesh.
保罗其实经历了很多的难处，然后其中一个难处他称之为肉体上的一根刺。
Paul had been run out of town.
他也曾经被人家驱逐出城。
He was beaten.
他被人打。
He was whipped.
受鞭打。
He was imprisoned.
遭监禁。
Betrayed by his friends.
被朋友出卖。
Naked, cold, and hungry.
赤身露体，受寒冷又不得食。
Shipwrecked.
遇着船坏。
And stoned because of his faith.
并且还因着信仰的缘故被石头打。
Yet Paul never stopped giving thanks.
但是保罗仍然不住地感恩。
Paul said several things that really show that he had a proper perspective of the burdens of life.
保罗他说了很多话，证明他看待生活重担的眼光很正确。
In Romans 8:18, he said, "I consider that my present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us."
罗马书八章十八节说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10, Paul writes, this is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
哥林多后书十二章十节说，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And then in Philippians 1:12,
腓立比书一章十二节，
he writes, now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
保罗说，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
You know, when we have the same perspective as Paul does, we can give thanks in all circumstances.
如果我们可以有保罗这样的看见，我们就真的可以凡事感恩了。
In our weakness, God can make us strong.
我们软弱的时候，神可以叫我们刚强。
When we are struggling, God is able to work in our lives.
当我们在挣扎的时候，神可以在我们生命当中动工。
He helps us throughtimes that we could never face on our own.
在我们没有办法独立应付的时候，神会帮助我们。
Do you remember the Philippian jailer that was ready to take his life because of an earthquake in Acts chapter 16?
我们记不记得在《使徒行传》十六章那个腓立比的禁足，因为当时地大震动，他就想要自杀。
I mean, he thought Paul and Silas and the prisoners, and they had escaped.
因为地震了，所以他们就以为囚犯都逃走。
But they were singing praises to God.
但是保罗和希拉他们在监狱当中赞美神。
Even though they were in chains.
对，他们在捆锁当中还是唱诗赞美神。
But they knew God, and they that he would help them through this.
他们虽然在捆锁当中，但是他们认识神，也晓得神会帮助他们度过。
And because of their joy, the jailer and his household became Christians.
因着保罗和希拉的喜乐，禁足跟他的全家都信了主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
understand this.
我们要晓得
that others can come to Christ because our example, especially in the midst of difficult times.
有时候因着我们的见证，特别是我们在患难当中的见证，有可能会吸引别人来到基督面前。
So let's be thankful.
所以我们应该要感恩。
In all circumstances.
要凡事谢恩。
The last thing I'd like to just mention quickly is that it's good for us to give thanks, not only because it's good for us, or not only because we have so many things that we can give thanks for, but our thanksgiving is actually commanded.
我们之前说到感恩与我对我们有益处，而且我们有许多的事情都需要感恩。但是最后我想简单说一点，就是其实是神吩咐我们要感恩。
Do you remember what we read in 2 Thessalonians?
我们还记得吗？我们在帖撒罗尼迦后书里面说。
Paul says we are to give thanks in all circumstances.
保罗说我们要凡事谢恩。
Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
This is God's will for us.
这是神向我们所定的旨意。
And he knows if we will do it, that our lives will be changed.
神也知道如果我们愿意这么做，我们的生命就一定能改变。
Now Paul never instructed the church to be thankful to God for evil events, but to thank God that even in evil times and circumstances, our hope remains.
保罗没有教导教会说我们要为恶事感谢神，而是说我们要感谢神，因为我们在不好的时候，在很糟糕的境况当中，我们仍有指望，因此我们要感谢。
And not only that, but God continues his work in our lives.
不仅神给我们有盼望，而且神也会一直在我们的生命当中动工。
We learn this from Romans 8:28.
罗马书八章二十八节告诉我们。
Paul tells us all this works together for good for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Paul reminded his readers that the command given is not of a human origin, but divine.
保罗就提醒我们这些读者说，这样的吩咐不是从人来的，而是从神来的。
He said, "This is God's will."
他说这是神向我们所定的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
in our blessings, we would do well to remember the Chinese proverb.
我们有很多的祝福，如果我们要在这些恩典当中长进的话，我们就要记住这句中国老话。
When you drink from the stream, remember the spring.
要饮水思源。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
let us remember to be thankful.
让我们记住，我们一定要感恩。
What we have is from the Lord.
我们所有的一切都是从神来的。
And even in the most difficult of circumstances,
即便是在患难当中，
we can find a blessing from Him.
我们仍然可以找到神的祝福。
Amen.